Driving out of Kyiv, the trail of destruction is endless. This was the main road for the Russian advance towards the capital. Burnt out buildings, cars and businesses, lives in tatters. This bridge in Irpin came to symbolize the flight of people under shelling. Olena Pirohova was among them. It's her first day back and it's overwhelming.
I just came to see what happened to my dream. And I can't stand this. But we're alive. It's the most important for all of us. And Ukraine will survive. We will survive. We will revive all this.
The bowling alley she owned was on the front line. She shows us the video of the battlefield that was around it.
Along the road, you can see where the fiercest fighting took place. This used to be a cultural center. It will take weeks before all this rubble is removed. But the full extent of what happened here is something that's still being discovered on a daily basis.
More than 2 weeks after the last Russian tank left, the town of Borodyanka is still coming to terms with its losses. Bodies hastily buried are being exhumed. This woman finally found her son and his best friend, believed to have been killed in the early days of the war. The third body is of a teenage girl who still remains unclaimed. Borodyanka was hit particularly hard. 80% of the buildings and houses in the town and surrounding villages are either totally or partially damaged. Finding ways to get it back on its feet is a monumental task for Mayor Georgi Yerko. He has set up shop in the local school because his office was also reduced to rubble.
We need to get the government institutions back and find new places to operate from. We have to restore electricity, gas and water. We still don't know which buildings will be demolished or repaired. Many people don't want to live in the old buildings anymore.
A few streets away, Valentina is sifting through the remains of her house. Her family had lived here for generations. They spent a month cramped in the basement, only to come out and find the memories of a lifetime gone.
I am demoralized. I give in. They were shooting at girls, raping girls, people I know. I also know people who were executed with their hands tied up. After all this, how do you want me to find the strength to rebuild my house?
With the fighting still going on, it's difficult to put a price tag on reconstruction. The EU estimates it will be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. But for the people here, no money will be enough to fill the sense of loss. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, on the road north of Kyiv.